The Balkans and the EU. Balking at enlargement. A powder keg region worries that Brexit may block its path to Europe.
Back when the European project was in top gear, it was largely driven by the continent's fear of Balkanisation. Now the Balkans fear what they dub Britannisation, the risk that Brexit will block their efforts to get into the European Union. On July 4th, the leaders of the Western Balkan countries met in Paris with François Hollande, Angela Merkel and various EU officials to discuss their accession bids. The Balkan leaders were in shock, said a senior diplomat. Since the end of the wars of the 1990s, joining the EU has been their foreign policy priority. They wanted to know whether Britain's decision to leave had poisoned Europe's appetite for enlargement. The first omen was not good. After the referendum, Britain failed to grant its consent for Serbia to proceed to the next stage of its membership negotiations. British officials soon reversed the decision, and EU officials put it down to post-referendum chaos. The Paris meeting, the third in a series, was a German initiative, like much else in the Balkans these days. It included various feel-good gestures. The EU announced €150 million, that's $167 million in aid for infrastructure and other projects. A youth exchange organisation was launched to help reconcile the region's formerly warring nations. But the meat of the conference was the encounter between Mrs. Merkel, Mr. Hollande and the Balkan leaders, notably those from non-EU countries, Serbia, Albania, Kosovo, Bosnia, Macedonia and Montenegro. The EU's aim in giving these Balkan states a path to membership has been to guarantee the peace in a region that has long been a source of European crises. Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Hollande insisted that this policy holds and enlargement will carry on. Edi Rama, Albania's Prime Minister, insisted, "No one knows where Britain will end up, but it is sure Albania will end up in Europe." Yet even if the EU does not halt enlargement, it may be too preoccupied by Britain's exit and Euroscepticism elsewhere to make much progress. That would be a shame. As Goran Svilanovic of the Regional Cooperation Council, a Sarajevo-based multilateral body, puts it, in geopolitics there is no vacuum. Russia, Turkey, China and radical Islamists are gaining as EU influence fades. Those worried about migration should recall that Balkan collapse touched off Europe's previous refugee crisis, and Balkan cooperation was needed to bring order to the current one. The decision of Great Britain has changed nothing, said Mrs. Merkel. One hopes not.